Her eyes opened to a faint stream of light entering the room from the slight opening between the curtains. Her hand went to her lower belly. She'd given birth 5 days ago. For the first time since her daughter was born, she hadn't been woken during the night for feeding. Her sisters were a godsend to allow her this sleep. She had been honored with a child and chosen to bear this miracle. The 8 months the baby grew inside her were partly terrifying and partly filled with grace. It wasn't always easy to obey the rules she'd been taught since she was a little girl. Now she had a baby, a living miracle who gave her joy. Could it be the hormones that instigated a lack of commitment to her husband, causing her to place the baby first in their marriage? She had no one to ask, and the consequences were too frightening if she did. After climbing from the bed, her arms went above her head and she stretched to her toes. The top of her garment pulled up. Once her heels were touching the floor again, she tugged it back into place, aware of the slight pooch since her daughter's birth that she never wanted to disappear.
This was wrong of her.
She needed to remember her teaching and her purpose. But could it hurt to dwell in the rapture of motherhood for a bit longer? Pressure built in her breasts as she hurriedly took the day's clothing from the closet. The hallway was clear and there were no sounds on the upper floor. It was Saturday and the only day of the week her husband and the older boys could sleep for an extra hour. Her sisters were most likely downstairs preparing breakfast. She walked by the baby's room. The door was closed and it was possible one of the women was inside rocking her. The ache in her breasts grew, and she hoped the baby hadn't yet eaten this morning. Bonding with her child was not seen as important, but she couldn't help herself. She felt self-righteous in her need to safeguard her daughter. She wasn't warned about these strange feelings and knew she had to keep it to herself. She washed quickly and put on her long dress. She hadn't arranged her light brown hair since the baby's birth. But today, she used a hot iron to straighten the front into a high sweep and secured it in place with hairspray and a clip. She rebraided the back and flipped the long, uncut tail over her shoulder. She left the bathroom and crossed the hall to the baby's room. The nursery hadn't been used in years, and now it held their miracle. She turned the cool metal knob and walked inside. The white walls were bare of ornaments, the room holding only a rocking chair and crib. The baby items were kept in the closet. There weren't many, and she would need to do laundry today. It surprised her that the rocking chair was empty. The curtains were closed, and the entire room was shadowed. She stepped closer to peer inside the crib that had been taken out of storage before the birth. It, too, was white with straight slats of wood that needed repainting. This was unimportant, but she wanted so many things for her tiny daughter that would never be. She needed to curtail unnecessary thoughts of grandeur. A smile was on her face when she looked inside the crib. Then her lips curved downward. The baby was not there. A slice of dread entered her stomach. She walked to each door in the hallway and peered inside. Her sisters and their sons were sleeping. At the end of the hall was her husband's room. She quietly opened the door. He would be angry if she woke him. The bed was empty and unmade. He wasn't there. Blood pounded in her temples. Her hands, damp with sweat, came together in front of her. She could not panic. There was an explanation, and she would be holding her daughter soon. A door closed downstairs, and relief swept through her. She quickly turned and ran to the lower floor, unable to hold back her smile. She stopped at the foot of the stairs and faced his empty arms. "Where is the baby?" she asked, trying not to show emotion. His expression was stricken, his eyes red with tears.
"She is gone. It is for the best."
She shook her head, her body beginning to tremble. The knot in her stomach went ice cold, twisting tighter, making her short of breath. "No," she gasped. "What have you done?" She grew weak and fell to her knees in front of him. The front of her dress slowly grew wet with breast milk. She lifted her arms in front of her. They ached for her baby, as did her heart. What had she done wrong? How could loving her child be so bad?